Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
Midweek in the month of September, lift up your voice and give God thanks. Magnify his name, give him praise. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Appreciate him for all of the blessing you saw in the previous month, beginning from January to August. Thank him for what you will yet see in the month of September. This month carries blessing for you. Lift up your voice and thank God. Lord, we give you praise. We celebrate you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Happy new month to everyone. Hallelujah. This month we speak good things for you. This month we speak advancement for you. The theme of the month says, godliness is profitable unto all things. Can you ask for grace right now? Lord, engrace me to live a godly life. It shall not be a thing of a month. It shall be a lifestyle. Lord, engrace me to live a godly life. Lord, engrace me, engrace me, engrace me. Ask that the Lord will send his word unto you tonight. Father, send your word. Send my own word, the word for the moment, unto me tonight. Lord, send your word unto me. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. We ask for access into your word. Teach us by yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, open our eyes to great and mighty things that we know not. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus. As you please, take your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. It is my year of breaking limits. Like we heard at earlier, that the theme of the month is godliness is profitable unto all things. And you can see that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. There is nothing that you desire in this kingdom that will not require godliness. Godliness is the foundation for profiting in this kingdom. When you miss that part, there is nothing else that you can get from the kingdom. So there is no time or no day that you will come and discover that it is not necessary to be godly. No. No. Godliness is a major requirement for profiting in this kingdom. And I pray that the God of heaven will engrace every one of us to continue to live a godly life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as a teaching series, we are going to be considering putting up a fight against forces of ungodliness. Putting up a fight against forces of ungodliness. There are forces that are standing between you and living a godly life. So we believe God to open our eyes. So know how to put up a fight. Because until you press, you will not rest. A lot of people have experienced all manner of challenges. The product is because they have not fought well. But this month, as God engraces you, you will fight well and you will enjoy the blessings of the kingdom. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning from verse 1. Hebrews 12, 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. It says, let us lay aside every weight and sin which dwells so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. One of the reasons that people don't get access to the blessing that God has promised is sin. He said we must lay aside this weight. You can't climb height with weight. You can't go far with weight. So until the weight of ungodliness is uprooted, then your profiting can be in view. But when it is uprooted, then you arrive at the place that God has destined. You will arrive in Jesus' name. Looking unto Jesus, verse 2, the author and the finisher of our faith, following his footsteps. living a godly life, following the footsteps of Christ, using Christ as your template. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set now at the right hand of the throne of God. So every godly man is expected to be at the throne like Jesus was. Verse 3 says, For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye are wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto the blood, striving against sin. We must be prepared to strive against sin so that we are not stopped from carrying the blessing that God has promised us. You will carry your own blessing. So, this is not the time to be self-righteous. It is the time to examine yourself. It is not the time to be self-righteous. This kind of month is a month that some people will look around to look for who to give some points. I'm teaching points too. You say, I wish that Brother Johnson is around. This point is for him. I wish that Sister Gladys is here. This point is for her. No, it is time for self-examination. You will not fail. 1 John chapter 1 verse 8. 1 John 1 8, he said, if we say we have no sin, he said, we deceive ourselves. And that is the worst kind of deception. We deceive ourselves. And there is no truth in us. And when there is no truth in a man, he becomes an adopted child to the devil, the father of all liars. That shall not be you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Godliness guarantees the best of adventure here on earth and eternity in the year after. Therefore, it is worth whatever it takes. That is why we say we are putting up a fight. Godliness guarantees the best of adventure here on earth and eternity in the year after. Therefore, it is worth whatever it takes. We must fight to be godly. There are forces that will not want you to be godly. There are temptations everywhere, hanging everywhere. You won't pick anyone. I say you won't fall into temptation. Godliness is not a title. It is a way of life. Godliness is not a title. It is a way of life. It's a lifestyle. Godliness is not a destination. It is something we must continue to work on. Like Paul said, it's pressing towards the mark of higher calling. It's something that is continuous. So we must continually live a godly lifestyle. That's why nobody can come to a point and say, I've arrived. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye have shown. Is that an to the hole of the pit, whence ye are digged. He said, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. God increased Abraham. Why? Because he's a man that lives a lifestyle of godliness. You will also be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivered, for a spoil and none shall restore. Verse 23, he said, who among you will give ear to this? If you look at later in verse 24, he said, who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways. They got into the holes because they will not walk in his way. Every time we live in sin, we are digging a pit for ourselves. Hear this tonight. Walking in godliness is walking in greatness. Walking in godliness is walking in greatness. No one ever regrets living a godly life. Walking in godliness is walking in greatness. Godliness does not reduce people. Remember, the Bible said righteousness exalts the nation. Righteousness exalts a nation. But you see, sin is a reproach to any people. It doesn't matter the race of the person. Sin is a reproach. Sin is a disgrace. It brings about shame. It brings about destruction. That is why we must fight against sin. Godliness is a plus to your destiny, not a reduction. It is the seed of godliness that bears the fruit of greatness. It is the seed of godliness that bears the fruit of greatness. If greatness is what you want, godliness is the seed. Don't kill the seed by sin. When you kill the seed, you lose the proceed, which is greatness. When you kill the seed of godliness, you lose the proceed, which is greatness. Greatness is the proceed. That is the reward of godliness. Hear this tonight, that godliness is the process that leads to the fulfillment of a promise of God. Deal with sin at its infant if you don't want sin to stop you from getting to your place in destiny. Deal with sin when it comes as an habit. Every sin begins with habits. It looks as if you won't do it again, but before you know it, dwells in it, and then it becomes an habitat. From being an habit to become an habitant, that is where it dwells. It stays in sin. So we must deal with sin at infant. It is easy, for instance, to abort at infant than to kill a human. The man will fight back. So it is easy to deflate sin, to remove sin when it is coming gradually, than to wait until sin swallows you. It won't swallow you. So let us fight sin. Look the life of your children. Fight little things. They lie, they say it's a joke. No, that is a liar in the making if you don't stop it. That is a liar. Every liar began with jokes. He said, why did you say that? He said, I was just joking. No, that is the seed of lie growing gradually. We must fight it when it starts than to wait for it to grow. It is easier to uproot a seed than to uproot a tree. Every mango tree you see was a seed. It is easier to uproot that seed before it grows. When it becomes a tree, people sweat to bring it down. Some, they cut it to a point and leave it there and burn it. Because to remove it from the roots, you might break the foundation of your house. That is how strong a tree can be. It is better to uproot it now. Don't say, very soon I will stop. God will help me. Oh, I will stop. The explanation you are giving, the excuses you are giving, is what is excluding you from the blessings. Fight sin before sin stops you. Sin starts with habit. From habit, it builds an habitat. Never allow the seed, which is a thought of evil, to take root in your heart. Everybody is tempted, but not everybody falls into temptation. Everyone is tempted, but not everyone falls into it. So don't allow the thought. Temptation, sin begins with the thought. Take it. They said, it's not your own. Take it, just pick it. Even if they see you, say you will return it, just take it. And then it's negotiating. Should I take? Should I not? Let me just take it. So it began with a thought. Because he couldn't kill the thought, the thing has taken him away from God. That shall not be you, in Jesus' mighty name. So sin has temporary pleasure with a permanent destructive nature. When you see Ananias and Sapphira, they will explain. You won't see them more. They lied. They didn't have opportunity for repentance. It is not everyone that commits sin that have the opportunity to repent. The door of mercy was closed. Perhaps they have been sinning like that. They've been committing such sin before. The door closed against them. No door will close against you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, let's look at unveiling the mystery from the teaching of Christ in prayer. Unveiling the mystery from the teaching of Christ on prayer. Unveiling the mystery of the teaching of Christ on prayer. You can see that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Very popular scripture. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, and as it is in heaven. He said, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Most of us have been praying this prayer while we're small. But you see, you must never get to a point where you think that temptation does not come. So we must learn to pray it. What are we to learn? Jesus taught us to pray. The first thing there is that forgive us our trespasses. Verse 12. Forgive us our trespasses. With trespasses, you cannot pass. Pass, succeed. Pass, go through. With so many trespasses accrued against you, you cannot pass. You must ask for forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses. And the condition is that you also must forgive others. So if you can't forgive, God cannot forgive you. But we must learn to pray forgiveness. Some people get to a point that they feel praying, prayer, altar call, or praying for forgiveness is for people that are just coming. No, sir. We must learn to pray. Like we said, righteousness is not a title. Godliness is not a title. It's an adventure that we must continue to walk at. We must learn to pray. He has told us clearly, pray this prayer. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And the next thing is, lead us not into temptation. Verse 13, he said, and lead us not into temptation. No wonder David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, he lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He lead me in the path of righteousness. So there's a path of righteousness. There's also a path that will lead to destruction. A path that will lead to shame. May you not fall. Every day comes with temptation. God lead us in the path of righteousness. When you ask, every day comes with temptation. Every day you wake up, there is something always, you might not see it as something big. Some people are tempted, for instance, don't go to church. Just relax. That is temptation. So temptation does not necessarily mean that the person went to steal. You know what the Bible describes sin as? James chapter 4 verse 17. James chapter 4 verse 17. The description of sin, to humble everyone. He said, to him that knoweth what to do. There's to him that knoweth to do good. And doeth it not, to him it is sin. So sin is not just stealing. Stealing is not just womanizing. There's more to it. You know what is right. You refuse to do it. To him, therefore, to him that doeth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So can you see the classification of sin? That is why that should humble us. To live a life day by day in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. He went further to teach them to pray, deliver us from evil. Remember the Bible says we should redeem the days, for the days are evil. Deliver us from evil. Evil in two dimensions. Evil you create. Some people create evil by themselves, by the works of their hand. David, while others were fighting war, David created evil from him. He wants to relax when war was on. And that is how he put himself into trouble, having problem here and there. Evil. Cain. Evil he bought by himself. Samson. Evil he bought by himself. You will not buy evil. The second dimension of evil is the evil of the enemy, from the enemy. The one the enemy created. He said, when men slept, the devil came and sowed tears in the midst of them. That is the second dimension of evil. You see, Joseph and the wife of his master. That is evil. Deliver us from evil. Now, the guy was good and the woman was interested. Will he now become bad? So that, because there are other slaves that she never went after. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. May God deliver us from evil. What are we saying tonight? We must not commonize those prayers. Three of them. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil.
So if there is evil in this day, Father, clear it off. Clear it off. I don't want to partake of evil of the day. The Bible talks about arrow that flies. You wonder why somebody died the way he died. Perhaps he skipped this part of his prayer. Lord, deliver me from the evil of the day. We must learn to pray. And when we pray, God engraces us. You will escape. He said there are ways of escape. No temptation that is not common to man. All are common to man, but there's always a way of escape. You will escape. Secondly, still talking about the mystery in the prayer Jesus taught them to pray. We must continue to pray not to fall into temptation. Be conscious of it. Continue to pray not to fall into temptation. Matthew 26 verse 41. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Not sleep and pray. Watch and pray. Why? That ye enter not into temptation. Watch and pray. So be vigilant. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So that is why we must watch and pray. We must watch and pray. You won't fall into it. It is not enough to receive Jesus. It is important to stand with Christ. And to stand with Christ, these are things that Jesus said we must do. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. There's a place to refuel your spirit man. And ask for mercy, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of temptation, the time of need, in the time of temptation. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. The throne of grace is the altar of prayer. Lord, help me against temptation. They are dividing money in the office. They are sharing money there. And you know it's not clean. Lord, deliver me from this one. There are temptations. Because some places, if you don't collect, you are in trouble. But you don't have to compromise. Don't collect what will destroy your destiny. They are changing figures. Refuse to be part of it. Refuse to be part of it. Number three, we must be committed to prayer and fasting like we are doing these 3 days. Prayer and fasting, week of scripture and fasting. Committed to prayer and fasting so as to break the hold of satanic bondages. A lot of people are under the shackle of the enemy. You see somebody doing things that ordinarily we wouldn't want to do. For instance, there's something they call kleptomania, where somebody goes to steal what he doesn't need. A rich person goes to steal a toothbrush. He's got money, but he's still. Now, people give scientific or scientific explanation to such things, psychological explanation to such things. Hey, this is demonic affliction. We have people that lie, not because they just feel like lying. The thing they lie about is not relevant. They live in it. We must watch it. Don't give scientific or sociological explanation to satanic oppression. When you begin to do things that you're not supposed to do, you masturbate. All of this are satanic oppression. Every time we offend God, something is taken away from us. You will not lose your blessing. In the name of Jesus, Matthew 17:19 states the way out. This kind, verse 21, this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. So whatever you have tried to stop on your own, you've used logic, you've even tried to run away from it, and if you so stop, then you must refer to prayer and fasting. This kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. Jesus said it himself. Praise the name of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 to 8, he said, is this not the Father that I've chosen? To undo every burden. Sin has become everybody. You finish it, we finish committing it, and then you feel so bad with yourself. Sin. You must put it away, because sin stinks. Sin sinks. You don't want to sink, put sin away. You don't want to stink, put sin away. The grace is available. And I see the Lord helping someone in the name of Jesus Christ. Next, we must put up a fight of faith against every unwanted habit. It is a fight of faith. It is a fight of faith. What you don't want, you don't want. Put up a fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says, fight this good fight of faith. lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You must fight sin. It is a personal thing. You must take responsibility and fight a fight of faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Ephesians 6:16, the Bible says, taking the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of wicked. Taking the shield of faith. Faith is required for us to win in this battle. You will win. Against sin, I see somebody coming out. Against drunkenness, I see you coming out. No matter what that habit is, somebody is coming out in the name of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be sober. Be vigilant. Is it because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour? You will not be whom? You won't be the one to be devoured. Who resisteth steadfastly in the faith? So we must stand in faith against this fiery dart. Be vigilant. When we sin, the devil gains ground. You will no longer give the devil grounds. The next one, we must understand that our prosperity in the kingdom is a function of our spiritual prosperity. It's a function of our spiritual prosperity. 3 John 2. Beloved, I believe above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it's this prosperity of the soul that will determine the prosperity of the work of your hands. Prosperity of the soul. That is why people work hard, but things are still bad. Because the soul is not healthy for God to bless. God will not collaborate with evil. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Shall not prosper. So when the Bible says you won't prosper, there's nothing that can make the man prosper. If he has anything that looks like prosperity, it's a matter of time. Most people end up being destroyed with what they have, by what they have, when they live a lifestyle of sin. Shall we continue in sin and say grace shall abound? Say God forbid. But whosoever confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. What will mercy do? Mercy will erase the messes of sin. Every embarrassment and shame that sin brought in, mercy erases it. May the mercy of God prevail for someone. We have an example of man in scripture, Job. The Bible says this man ate evil. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 9. The man from whose name was Job. He said, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God. And then he ate evil. And then the Bible went ahead to show us what he had. That means that you can be with God and yet be prosperous. Praise the Lord. You can be with God and be prosperous. So that you are with God is not the reason why you don't have. Praise the Lord. A lot of people think, if I was in the world now, I know what I would have gotten. You would have died. You want true prosperity? Stay with God. You want true prosperity? Live a lifestyle of godliness. I see somebody enjoying grace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You must stand and fight against sin. Sin will not steal from you anymore. When you sin, you break the edge, and then the serpent comes in to bite. The devil gained access to our blessing when we live a lifestyle of sin. No more. In Jesus' mighty name. Rise to your feet and ask for grace. Lord, engrace me to live a lifestyle in godliness. Father, engrace me to live a godly lifestyle. Lord, engrace me. Engrace me. Ask for grace. He said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy to help in time of need. Lord, help me. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help, Father. I need your help. I need your help, oh Lord. I need your help. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is a good thing for us to start on this note with Christ. To drop everything. He said, let us lay aside every weight. It's a time for you to lay aside the weight. You are watching from home, or you are here live. You are hearing us from your homes. You want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or you want to rededicate your life to Him. That is the only way you can enjoy the profits of the kingdom. Please place your right hand on your chest right now as I lead you in this prayer. Don't be self-righteous. Receive him. Start anew with Jesus. And whatever you have missed before shall be restored back to you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I reject the devil today. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I know you died for me. And you rose up again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now I know that I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, let your grace preserve everyone. The grace to walk with you. In Jesus' mighty name. One more thing before we take the blood, the communion. We are going to pray. Father, whatever habits that is in me that I'm still struggling with, let the same be uprooted by the blood. Lift up your voice.
No doubt you have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadurban@yahoo.com. Best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.